VA high school suspends hundreds of students over unauthorized anti-ICE protest. By Warner Todd Houston on February 23, 2026. A high school in Virginia suspended hundreds of students who walked out of school for an anti-ICE protest after being told their protest plans were prohibited. Left-wing kids at Woodbridge High School in Lake Ridge, Virginia, were shocked when instead of being patted on the back, they received suspension slips for attending an anti-ICE protest during school hours. The protest was staged on February 13, but days later, about 303 students were handed three-day out-of-school suspensions for leaving campus without permission, according to Newsweek. Walking out, even in protest, is considered an unexcused absence, Principal Dr. Heather Abney said in a letter to parents. The incident spurred officials at several other Virginia high schools to alert parents that their children will also face suspension for attending any unauthorized anti-ICE protests during school hours. Despite the warnings, an extreme, left-wing activist group called PWCS ICE Out took to their Instagram account and urged kids to ignore the warnings of school officials and take to the streets anyway. Walkout protests by high school and middle school children have increasingly turned violent and dangerous. Ill-informed kids, often toting Mexican flags and banners of other foreign countries, have engaged in fistfights, attacks on opposing marchers, and property damage. Teens ran through downtown Quakertown, Pennsylvania, last week attacking both bystanders and police. Quakertown, Pennsylvania, student protest against ICE devolves into a riot with teens attacking adults and officers. Plainclothes cop holds one girl as her friends wail on him with fists and kicks. A Quakertown PD controlled the Red Guard mob under a tough situation. pic.twitter.com/2cifmttjnq. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, February 21, 2026. Alert, student walkout turns violent, police versus protesters in Bucks County. Rainy chaos at Quakertown High as students walk out against immigration enforcement, getting arrested in clashes with cops. DA probing force, but is this the result of leftist indoctrination in? pic.twitter.com/e12p.ipt. At @PierreZeroUd_Americans, February 22, 2026. Some were arrested for disturbing the police and other offenses. One parent even tried to claim that her daughter, who was arrested for attacking the town's chief of police, was wrongfully accused. Our kids didn't do nothing wrong? Quakertown, PA parents demand their high schoolers be released from jail after their anti-ICE walkout turned violent. Keep them in. pic.twitter.com/circsrcu2r. Glendale, Arizona FOP Lodge 12, at Glendale FOP 12, February 21, 2026. Quakertown was far from the only place where student protests erupted in violence. Kids from Olathe Northwest High School, in Olathe, Kansas, were seen physically assaulting counter-protesters who were holding pro-ICE signs. Breaking, two Olathe school students were allegedly assaulted for holding Trump flags during an anti-ICE walkout. Their father says staff watched as the kids ran in fear. Principal Chris Zuck has been tagged. pic.twitter.com/goshage. Brandon Straka hashtag walkaway, at Brandon Straka, February 22, 2026. Students are also turning violent in California, Minnesota, Washington State, Illinois, and many other locations. Look at these students, these are the kids our tax dollars are paying for. What do you notice? Story, right arrow curving down emoji. At Stockton High School in California, teenagers walked out to protest ICE deportations, chanting slogans and waving signs as cameras rolled. Supporters called it bravery. pic.twitter.com/qr3a_wis8airbay. Trademark, at Mr. White Mega, February 22, 2026. Video, after an anti-ICE middle school walkout led to chaos. The principal of Nicolette Middle School told parents the school will encourage students to find alternative ways to express their opinions. A spokesperson for the Burnsville School District told at Alpha News No. pic.twitter.com/shpop8ql. Liz Collin, at Liz Collin, February 20, 2026. Earlier today in Aurora, Illinois, Political indoctrination turned into assault over a man exercising free speech with a MAGA flag. The man was hit multiple times with rocks, water bottles, and even shoes thrown at him. Fascism, Aurora Public Schools Edition. pic.twitter.com/adbx7gzswj. Midwest Millennial, at Millennial Verse, February 14, 2026. Counter-protester skit assaulted during Enumclaw High School's anti-ICE walkout on Friday in Washington. Three arrests are made as rabid students assault police. The parents of these leftist children have failed them. pic.twitter.com/mlugsl0a. Paul A. Cipula, at Bubble Bath Girl, February 14, 2026. Hispanic teens at anti-ICE protests now think they can assault federal agents and walk away because they're just kids. At some point we stop playing pretend and let them know that actions have adult consequences. pic.twitter.com/mukedxmf. Kim Katie USA, at Kim Katie USA, February 13, 2026. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.